Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Anne Ortley. I'm an astrologer here in New York City. I am sitting here at the bright red desk, looking forward to starting a show together. And I looked at my comrades in astrology are here, Mark and Heather. Mark, you there?
I'm here in Manhattan.
And Heather?
And I am here in Ronan, Montana, where it is finally spring-like today, which is lovely.
Good.
That's good. We had really nice weather today, too, didn't we, Mark? It's beautiful out there. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Such a funny
compromise.
You haven't
been out, right?
It looked nice.
Looked nice.
Yeah,
it
okay.
Did.
Yeah. It's such a funny break between the terrible news or the kind of grueling nonstop Pluto news and the beauty of the weather and the returning animals and who seem so happy that the world is quiet.
Yeah, they do. They really seem like, thank heavens you people all left us alone and have gone away for a while. They're like, we're really glad you're gone. We hope you come back someday soon, but we're not really sure we want you for a while. Yeah.
What I'm happy about is that once the humans leave the scene, the Earth will actually recover.
Yeah.
It makes me optimistic. We haven't wrecked it. Just while we're here.
Mm-hmm. We've just screwed
it
up while we're here.
We just may be ruining
it.
Right.
They may be ruining it
for us.
Yeah. But they're going to be fine without us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, except for a few hot spots like Chernobyl and...
Right.
Fukushima.
Yeah.
It'll take a while for
those to calm down a little. Yeah. So, but it's good. I think we'll be okay. I'm cautiously optimistic. I guess the right word to say, we're kind of in the middle of this big shift in terms of, you know, what we're trying to do next and how we're going to get there. And I kind of think it's going to be good, frankly. You know, looking forward to it.
In the long run, I think it will be an improvement. It's the short run that it's a doozy.
Yeah.
And another 80 people dead in America, and we will have hit the 70,000 mark.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's part of the process that we are just going through this quickly. And how do we move forward in a good way? So I see, and next week, all the planets, not all the planets, Pluto's already retrograde, but Saturn, Jupiter, and Venus all retrograde. Somebody else does too, I think. And as they retrograde back, they're going to go back all through where that was as the virus was taking off. And then turn direct and go all the way back through them again and give us a chance to do it differently this pass. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it may be quite hopeful if we can get past this Jupiter-Pluto conjunction of give me liberty and give me death crew that we're dealing with at the moment and get and be able to take a look at it with a deeper depth. So I'm a little worried about Mars going into Pisces and the effect on the immune system and feeling even more permeable during that. I may help people calm down a bit, but I'm a little worried about that. How do you feel about that, Anne?
Well, I think when Mercury was in Pisces, we had the virus spread without really knowing it. Mercury was doing it when he was in Pisces. And now I'm looking at Mars going into it and going, oh, this is not good. Because to my mind, that's just uncontrolled viral spread. Active.
Because
Mars
is our immune system.
Very aggressive.
Right.
Yeah. Huh? Pardon?
Mars often refers to our immune system, our ability to defend ourselves in politically, personally, all kinds of ways. But neurologically. I mean, and so in Mars and Pisces, I notice people's allergies tend to feel more permeable. So they're permeable to love, they're permeable to prayer, they're affected by artwork and the beauty of the sound of a bird, but they're also, their immune system tends, we realize how permeable we are and that, you know, love and a germ, you know, they say love and a cold are the two things you can't hide. like love and a germ just, you know, pass through all our boundaries. Mm-hmm. And we can, and America needs some lessons on that, that it's not just the other people that are getting sick, that it's not that, you know, I think that's one of the pieces of this, and that it's not just that this really was from permeability from other species rather than made by humans, because if it's made by humans, then it's under control. They can control it by being mad at the humans. But this isn't about control. This is Plutonian. This is about letting go of control and making do with what we got and working with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm a little worried about that, but I'm hoping that the sense of compassion that's also part of Mars and Pisces will help too.
Yeah, I'd like to say that will, but I just think that the Mars and Pisces right now is really, it's sextiling with the Saturn and Pluto, right? So, you know, it's saying, okay, cooperate with your authorities, go out and take risks. You know, you go out and do things that are not necessarily. I don't consider Mars and Pisces a great placement in this situation because it's a sextile to Saturn, where the authority is saying it's okay to go, and you know, and you're also kind of like, you think it's okay to go out? And that's my concern is, and also people are feeling very radical right now. They're feeling like, you know, we watch those people in Michigan with their arms and their camo and all that, and I went, wow, this is going to be the summer. They're going to be shooting the arms then instead of, you know, just marching around yelling about things. So I just find it kind of I find it very disturbing on many levels, but I'm really aware right now that I have Mars in my first house, so I know I have a little bit of a hair trigger these days. And I appreciate, you know, that I'm not necessarily being, you know, nice Anne, you know, I'm being mad Anne, and I'm good with that. That works for me on some level, you know, like, all right, you know, so I hope I get nice Anne back again. I just have no tolerance, you know, my new policy is I delete people on Facebook, right, so... I'm not even arguing them. You post something on there, you know, denying, you know, supporting the admin. I just block you and delete you. And I had a woman write me saying, you know, you blocked me and deleted me before. It looks like you've done it again. I'm like, well, you probably put either this or this or this on my post, and I'm just not putting up with it. I'm, you know, not doing it. You know, and I hear you, but I'm not. This is not my idea of how we should be. You know, and I'm just not going to do it. So, I apologize. I said, but you must have, you know, if you got deleted, this is my policy. So, you know, you probably did get blocked, right? and normally I would be like, yeah, you know, and she's like, well, you know, I've been a client. I'm like, I'm not saying you're a bad client. I think you're a nice person, but I'm not putting up with this stuff. I think it's deadly for people. And anybody that says it's not, I'm not tolerating it. So I call me mean.
I hit the snooze button and I snooze them for a month and see if they're any better when I get done with the snooze.
Oh, do
and,
you? Okay.
Yeah, that way I just don't see them for a month and give them and they get time to think and I don't have to deal with them. But also, you know, I'm not supporting that response because it is where if I'm going to be spending time there, I want to see differing points of view, but I don't want to see, you know, conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Well, I'm totally not on, you know, the conspiracy theories. I'm like, and that helps you how?
Right.
How does that help you? You know, I mean, you can be crazy
feel
about
out
a
of
conspiracy.
Control.
Yeah, but it's also Neptune.
Yeah, there'll be time,
like,
there'll be time to figure out the conspiracies later.
Yeah.
Right
job
now,
right
how do we hope
to live,
and support each other?
Yeah, your job now is to live through it. However it got here, your job is to live through it. And
and you have Pluto
and help
to
others.
Do it. You have Pluto
and
help
what,
you.
Yeah. You have Pluto saying, you want to obsess about conspiracy theories? Go ahead. and with Pluto,
them.
You kind of go... Yeah, I like you to be a little obsessive, you know. So I'm trying to be obsessive about healthy things, you know. But I'm like, you know, really, does it matter? We got it. The goal is we have it, you know. And mm-hmm. I get with this Saturn-Pluto, everybody is working from their shadow place. You know, we're all in it on some level. We're all having to deal with our unresolved issues around our Saturn-Pluto mm-hmm. relationship or the Saturn-Pluto issues in their life. And I get it. There's a lot of transference. There's a lot of counter-transference. People are a little crazy. But it's also kind of like, do I have time or energy to fight with you about this? And mm-hmm. basically the answer is no. And I do know when I get into it, I get really mad. So I'm like, this isn't healthy for my immune system to be this mad. It's better for me to, you know, go for a walk in the park or do something. So I think it's really interesting watching how – and I do know, I mean, I had a conversation with my therapist last week, and she goes, Ann, people are in denial. Don't try and take away their denial. They have it. Mm-hmm. They have it for a reason. Mm-hmm. And if you try and take it away, they cling on a little tighter. And I was like, oh, really? Okay, good point. Why fight? Not going to fight. And, of course, we have Mercury combust the sun right now, right? So mm-hmm. Mercury combusts the sun. Everybody thinks they're right, even if they're not. Or even if you don't agree with them.
Especially in a fixed sign.
Especially it's in Taurus, and it's also Venus out of bounds. So people are a little off their normal grounding, which I get.
Right.
I mean, I get the astrology, but I also kind of look at it and go, all right, so now that I get it, what am I, you know, supposed to do with it, right? So,
mm-hmm. And when you see it, you want to say, you see the pattern, and part of the point of astrology is we see the pattern, now we can work around it. But you see
yeah.
the people's pattern, and they're stuck in it. And
yep.
you want to say, could you just study some astrology? Could you just look at what's going on and say, you know, the cure for any difficult aspect is a positive expression of the same aspect. Jupiter-Pluto
right.
is, you know, that obsessiveness. It's lots of death, you know, it's power struggles. It's fight for your freedom, even though you don't really know what freedom is. The question is, what is freedom? But it's also lots of transformation and a chance to be transformed by what we're going through. Mm-hmm. If we embrace it as, you know, if the freedom isn't physical, where is the freedom? What are we being freed from? How do we take mm-hmm. it to the next level? You know, we can, that's where you just want to sort of slap them upside the head and say, would you look beyond, you know, you've got a concept of freedom and you've got the right urge, but you're looking for it in all the wrong places. So
right.
how do we, you know, you just switch that, expand that, know that everybody deserves it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and I do find that I recognize they have a right to freedom, but I also don't have to listen to them if I don't want to.
Yeah.
Which normally my Aquarius rising goes, I have to listen to everybody, you know. And now I'm kind of mm-hmm. like, no, I don't have to listen to you. Sorry. And, you know, mm-hmm. somebody actually gave me a hard time. He referenced Matthew, Mark, you know, remember Matthew, the civil rights protester. He referenced him and he said, you know, he would be turning over in his grave because you're preventing freedom of speech. I said, I'm not preventing freedom of speech. I'm just saying I'm not letting anybody that's an idiot talk on my page.
Right.
Like, isn't that, you know, I don't have to, it's my page, you know, you can go talk somewhere else. You don't have to talk here.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of like, you don't go pull Matthew out on me, you know. Well, Matthew mm-hmm. fought for the freedom. I said, you have the freedom to talk, just not here. I don't want to hear you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't normally get like that, but I'm very clear I'm like that right now.
Mm-hmm.
My Mercury Mars.
That is
like,
Mars in the first house.
Plus, it's Mercury Mars square in my natal chart, so I'm like, no, not putting up with this. So I find myself being a curmudgeon, and you know, it's good. You know, be a curmudgeon in your own house. I like my cats; cats like me, and then the rest of the world can figure it out. So, but yeah, I think it's really important for all of us to kind of know what's getting brought up for us emotionally. And this week, with Saturn stopping and a big shift happening, and then next week when Mars going into Pisces. We have a lot of Neptune this week too. So people are running really emotional this week. So that's the other part of it with the sextile to Neptune and the Sun with Neptune. I think Venus, there's a bunch of them with Neptune. And it's like, oh, wow, okay. You know, what's that about? Plus, the node is on the world point. It shifted today, tomorrow, I think it shifts tomorrow, into Aquarius or into Sag Gemini. And that means a new year and a half. It's out of Cancer Capricorn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now it's going to be a lot more free, you know, because it's, but it's also more mutable. But it's also what's coming up for us now is what we're going to be dealing with on the eclipse, because it's on the degree, the node is on the degree of the eclipse on June 21st. So we'll be, it'll be interesting to see what pops in the culture this next day or so as
mm-hmm.
something we should pay attention to that we're going to be working with for 6 months once the eclipse hits. So it's hard to keep up on all the news. There's a lot.
Yes, it is. And so how would you suggest that people deal with, you know, we have Mercury heading into Gemini and Mars into Pisces and the retrograde season beginning? You know, the energy is going to really swirl and eddy and shift and change. We're moving from
yeah.
heavy fixed to mutable. We're as Mercury and Mars switch signs, where and when three planets retrograde in 1 week, we can feel everything swirling and shifting and changing like little whirlpools. That it feels like staying grounded, using this Taurus time, put your toes in the earth if you can, do what helps you, you know, develop your fixed signness, your solidness, your, you know, your grounding, what works for you, what takes care of your health, and just kind of keep breathing through that and keep holding that next week when the energy gets a little unsettled.
Right.
Like spring storms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also we have a full moon this week, too.
Mm-hmm.
The full
yeah.
moon in Scorpio, which happens
oh, yeah.
on, I think it's on Thursday. But anyway, it's full moon. And that, of course, it's a very fertile full moon because it's Taurus Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Taurus Sun Scorpio Moon, but it also is the Buddha Moon. It's the Moon of Enlightenment.
Yep.
So I'm always like, okay, we like that. We like full moons, but it's also in Scorpio, which is, you know, we're going to see the death counts spike, or we're going to see things maybe we didn't see before, which is always
right.
helpful.
You reveal. We're going to reveal the unrevealed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to have a lot of unreveals. So we're going to be like, all right, let's figure that out. And, you know, how do we work with it? So, but yeah, I think it's an interesting week. And I do think that, you know, our job in this world now is to really take care of our loved ones and
mm-hmm.
really honor, you know, honor
mm-hmm.
ourselves and honor the world around us that kind of encourages
mm-hmm.
us to, and really revel in spring, you know, that whole
yeah.
energy of, you know, how do we create in a positive way so that we get the forward motion in our life. And I think when we do that, that'll help a lot in terms of us feeling a little less besieged, you know? So.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, one of the good news, you know, when the one planet that's sort of not being in, you know, Neptune is in Pisces, very permeable and often mm-hmm. the place where it is when strange diseases start. But it's also about water. And last week, the Supreme Court made a very important shift in their perception of water, that that the Clean Water Act counts for groundwater. So you can't pump something into a place which will then go through the groundwater, which will then go into the major seas. And
oh, wow, okay. So that's kind of kill fracking.
And they upheld that. And today, in response, the Montana Supreme Court blocked 300 leases for oil and gas in Montana on the grounds that they hadn't researched enough its effect on the groundwater and on the rivers.
Wow.
So
wow.
That's, you know, putting some teeth back in the anti-pollution process, which is very good news.
Wow, that is really good news.
Yeah. Mm.
Interesting.
And again, I think that's the idea of noticing its permeability. It goes back to if what you put in one ground will go through the ground and come out in another place to the waters that we need. So be very careful where you put it. And it's the same sense that you may have a disease in one country, but if you don't take care of that country and that disease, it will go through the groundwater and go through the psychic sub-ether and all the other and our travelers and come out the other side. And you just we have to take care of the whole world because we can't break it down in pieces.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
I think
good.
That's
really good
point. That's really the lesson that's coming through. If anybody's paying attention, you have to deliberately not pay attention to miss that.
Yeah.
So do we have any callers?
We have a lot of callers.
Oh.
Although I don't see my Blog Talk Radio up anymore. I think I got rid of it.
Okay, I think I see a few. Yep, I do.
I was going to say, I clicked on my thing and it went away. Sorry about that.
Okay, no problem. Hello, Eric Code 405. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Good evening, everybody. How is everyone?
We're pretty good. How are you?
I am good, grateful, and thankful. Thank you for taking my call. This is Sylvia.
Okay. Hi, Sylvia. When were you born again?
4461.
4-4-1961. And what time?
5:51 a.m.
And where?
Memphis, Tennessee.
That's what I thought. And so... Sylvia, how are you, and what's going on with you, and how can we help?
I am good, grateful, thankful. What's going on with me? Lately, I have started to grow my own food a little bit at a time.
Wonderful.
And
mm-hmm.
I want that to expand, and I want to leave this state and go to another state and get some land and start growing my own food and food for myself, food for the community, food is medicine, food, herbs, and maybe possibly do some health consults.
Wonderful.
Food and nutrition and establishing.
That's a big thing out here west amongst the tribes is, you know, food sovereignty. Also in so many places where, you know, they're not being cared for by the rest of the world right now, growing their own foods is a wonderful and radical thing to do. So and so your question to us, you know, you've got Pluto sextiling your moon all year long, on and off all year, and kind of it's time for you to keep looking for the right place. You know, I know you've been looking for work, but this sounds like you've got a new direction. And this sextile to the moon feels like it could take you into a good direction and a good move. You know, Pluto's going to be slowly working its way. Your progressed moon is coming to conjunct Saturn over the next 2 months and asking you, you know, what is your real work? How do you, if this is your work, how do you find other people that are doing that and work with them and make good things happen?
Yeah. Yes, I want to network. So when would be a good time to the time of the year? We're getting into spring, so spring, summer, to go west, midwest, west.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what my chart, you told me my chart says, west, midwest, west.
Let's take a look at that. You've got Mars on the midheaven, which I don't really recommend, going straight up and down, Mars on the IC, right through Atlanta, north and south. So you want to go west of that, like, you know, western Kentucky or Tennessee or Indiana or Missouri or Iowa, rather than stay right on the east coast of the east side of Tennessee and Missouri, or you want to stay on the coast, you know, more central. And where are you living now?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis. So if you can go a little west of where you are, I think you'll find it a lot easier.
So, yeah, west would be like...
Get off your Mars line and towards your sun on the ascendant line, which goes right through Minneapolis and down to New Orleans. So if you draw a line from Minneapolis to New Orleans and try to get within 200 miles of that line would be my recommendation. How about yours, Anne?
More like Texas.
Could be Texas. Could be, you know, Arkansas, Missouri, Iowa, all in there.
Okay.
Yeah, that whole section looks
go
nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, go ahead. Didn't mean to interrupt.
I know I don't want to go to New Orleans, so I want to go.
Right, so
yeah.
Go north.
Go north, yeah.
But living on, you know, drawing the line, because what happens is you have, you know, we have astrocartography, which is like where your chart really shines. And so when you move on the line that goes from New Orleans north, you're on your sun line, which makes the chart a little more able to shine in the world and able more to kind of figure out. Memphis is a little bit of a struggle for you because of the Mars in the fourth there.
Yeah.
It's not
right.
a bad place. But, you know, and of course it's where you were born, so it says, okay, but if you live in, you know, you've got a Sun-Venus conjunction, it's a little wide, but this summer when Venus is retrograde, she's going to activate that. And so, and you're also having Saturn-Pluto kind of squaring it over this next little chapter. So you want to kind of watch when the Mars is going through there. In the summer, you know, this is a good time, you know, the end of June, also when we get to the November time frame, you know, there'll be a lot of opportunities kind of opening up for you in terms of what the next chapter is. And so I think that makes a lot of sense in terms of, you know, where you're going to live. And you do have Earth, 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 you know, your midheaven is Earth, your rising is Earth, and your sixth is Earth. So land and growing things and creating things is a helpful thing for your chart. You know, it makes your chart feel very grounded and kind of connected. And it also, your finger of God's getting a bit activated this year. Plus, you're born with a Saturn-Jupiter conjunction in your chart. So if we go back to 80 and we go back to 2000 and then we go to this year in December, the chart is like, oh, okay, this is what I'm going to do. You know,
yeah.
I found my new path.
Right.
Yeah, I came home, I found my new path. And with Jupiter, you're going to run from 60 to 72. You're going to run the Jupiter in the house of groups, in the house of community. And so you're going to find you're really shifting from the Mars in Cancer on the fourth house to being more of a community-oriented person come November, end of November, December. So this is a big year of change for you. So, yeah, I think it is. Yeah, well, I mean, I think it happens we're having all this change whether we want it or not. Frankly,
yeah.
I really liked my life the way it was before all this stuff happened. You know, I'm kind of like, I didn't ask for this change. So, Mark, what do you see?
Pay attention to your social relations. You can learn a lot from just seeing where your strengths are and where your challenges are in relating to other people. Because you have both strong, real strong points, and then points that could be improved.
Okay.
And as far as finding out that ascendant line, see if you can get a ticket on an old river steamboat and go up to Mississippi all the way. And as you go, that's about the right speed. It's a steamboat. And check out all the things along the way and see where it feels most comfortable to you.
Okay.
Yeah. And as soon as we get you west of that line, you'll feel more seen and more like you can actually reach out and make things happen. Get closer to your Venus line, get close to your sun line, good things. So good luck on that. And for everybody,
you
know, it's going to be a week. Take care of yourself and get very, very grounded. What's your last advice to everybody, Anne and Mark?
Don't worry when things seem to be falling apart, because that's what's happening.
Because you're right. Yeah.
You're right.
Right. What you're seeing is right. I think the key for me is, because Mercury has so many aspects this week, is really pay attention to what you're seeing in the collective and take it as a message. And he's in Capricorn, or he's in Taurus, rather, answering to that out-of-bounds Venus in Gemini. So when you hear something, like write it down and then figure out what the opposite of it is or figure out what the antonym of it is. Like really just kind of play with, oh, I heard this. So what are the different options that that could mean? It's a week to kind of let your Mercury fly a little bit around, well, what's it hearing? You know, what's it being told? And then when you sit and talk to Mercury and he goes, so do you believe that? And you go, well, what do you think? Do you believe it? And, you know, you're kind of like, hey, you know, I don't know that I believe it. And it's like, okay, then maybe you shouldn't believe it. You know, it's like Mercury is giving us a lot of information and our job is to pay attention to it and kind of go, does that matter to me? Does that make sense to me? And if it was true, what would that mean? And if it wasn't true, what would that mean? Because we all have to be in a discerning place around our own truth as Mercury moves into aspecting the big guys that are causing this pandemic, because he's going to talk to them all this week and they're all going to weigh in. And remember, Mercury's a messenger. So when he says, hey, pay attention to this, you want to be listening to him. You know, you want to be listening to him and say, and does that make sense from what I've observed? And does that make sense? Even if it's something you're kind of going, no, pay attention, because this is how we learn from the planets. Like what's he talking? And this week he's talking truth, even though mm-hmm. he might disguise it in something that we go, that can't be true. And it's like, yeah, that can be true. Yeah. So allow for that possibility, I think, is what I would say.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
On that bright note, the British lady said we're done. So
okay, everybody have a good week. We'll see you next week.
And have a good full moon. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Anne signing off from the bright red desk.
And Heather from Montana.
And Mark Waltz over on the Hudson River.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. Take care.
Bye, everybody. Okay. Take care.
Bye now.